hopes and dreams.
Will he chase balls?
Will she play hide and seek?
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be good with kids?
Will he love long walks?
Will he fetch the paper? And one wish shared by every new pet owner.
Will they be healthy?
Make that wish a reality with early and regular visits to your veterinarian. Vaccinations help protect your puppy or kitten from dangerous diseases. And regular exams help diagnose, treat, and prevent health problems before they become serious. Your veterinarian can also answer questions and offer helpful advice on training your new pet. Will she be friendly?
Will they be healthy?
See that your new pet grows up healthy and happy. Call your veterinarian today. This message is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
91.3 WTSR is the place for your music. If you want to hear underground hip-hop, we got it. Prefer those golden oldies? We got that too. WTSR has something for everyone.
Like me.
Like me.
Like me.
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 Like me.
Check out our DJ schedule at WTSR.org to find what show's right for you and begin to open your mind.
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 WTSR. Open your mind. Good morning. Electric Eclectic right here. 9 a.m. till noon. every Saturday right here, 91.3 WTSR. My name is Ryan McClellan. I am your DJ. I am joined by super producer Jeff Stewart.
What's going on, people?
What's up? Merry Christmas, Hana Kwanzaa to you, sir.
I can't say that, so same thing to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Today was supposed to be a very special day.
It's still very special.
It is. We'll start Christmas Hana Kwanzaa show. Unfortunately, well, maybe fortunately for some, it's a very white day.
Why is it going to be a white day?
Because snow don't come black or African American.
I'm just saying, why you looked at me all cross-eyed and stuff like that when you said white?
Well, I never heard of African American snow.
Obama.
Oh, racist.
2010. Black Xmas.
Black Xmas. My favorite cartoon is Futurama.
Right, right.
It's just a brilliant show. But on Christmas, they don't call it Christmas. It's just Xmas. That's just what they call Christmas in the future is Xmas.
I think that's what I'm going to start calling Christmas, Xmas.
Xmas. Best Rogers was supposed to be down today.
I know.
Unfortunately, everybody, and we'll be saying this throughout the program, especially for those who are tuning in just for Bess, because Bess sent out a thing saying, I'm going to be on the radio. She had to cancel because of the blizzard.
Because of the white snow.
The white snow. You know, I'm just going to say it right now. We're going to change it. It's going to be African-American snow.
There you go. Or you can say Africanized snow.
Because it's going to be, really, black's the new white. Obama.
Obama, baby.
Obama.
So I hope you like being oppressed.
Yes. Hey, it's all good.
Wow, let's just turn real angry real quick.
I have to report to Jeff's house next week to clean up. I got a thing in the mail with summons.
There you go, reparations.
You'd be forced to clean the bathtub every week. I was like, really? They're like, yeah.
Exactly.
Make us come over there. Black Panthers at FBI now. What?
That would be kind of awesome, though.
That would be kind of awesome.
I want to make that movie.
She's talking about Whitey? Not me. You're Whitey. The Black Panthers got to be White Panthers now. Gonna be African American snow.
Me and the council will have to talk about that.
All right. All right. So 609-771-2554 is our request line. If you want to hear something, give us a call. But we're gonna kind of keep it
Christmassy,
yeah,
or Xmassy.
Yeah, a little bit. Some of our song choices. Everything won't be like Ding Fries Are Done, but we got some really good music.
Exactly.
It's not gonna be the same old Christmas music you hear on some other stations. If you listen to some other stations.
There are other stations.
Yeah, there's something out there like, I don't know. There's a whole spectrum.
Oh, that's what those numbers on the dial are for.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, people actually listen to that stuff, huh?
Yeah, we haven't yet went around and just froze everyone's radios to 91.3.
Not yet.
But we'll be soon. We're coming out to kill you.
That was him. That was not me.
That was Jeff.
What?
I can't even whisper like that. Listen. See? Impossible. So if you have a request, give us a shout. Hopefully Samantha's going to be down as well. She has a little bit of a hike into the station. So I guess
she's literally hiking.
Yeah.
Because she's from Kansas or Oklahoma.
She's from Iowa or something.
One of those
Midwestern places that really doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, all in one big blotch of land.
Just flat and boring.
Yeah. So she's hiking in. Bess Rogers will not be in. But you got me and Jeff. What more do you want on your Christmas Hana Kwanzaa?
Nothing.
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 At all. So, you know, you got the best, right? You got the best right here. All right. We were going to play Joe Williams, but of course, you know what it is?
Is the machine messing up?
It's on a different thing. It's on turntable. So here's what I'm going to do. Please excuse my lack of putting stuff together because
we're gonna blame the station.
We're gonna blame the station. So we're just gonna play whatever the next song is and get that ready for you. And we'll have Joe Williams in a bit as soon as I figure out what's going on. Cool?
I'm cool with that.
913 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Turkey stuffing, they laugh. They know that half the presents ain't thick. You might just want to ask her with my presents ain't Nick. So think a little about the people minus money. And when you get your dough, why don't you show some kindness, honey? Go ahead, get fed, and spread a little love. Give what you can afford, just like the Lord from up above. A quote, a note, and one you won't believe. It's better to give than to receive. Yo, it's Christmas, no distance. Listen, all you listeners. Think of all the business that's in prison during Christmas. Not trying to bring you down, but trying to put you up on. Laying it on the table so you're able to put your cup on. No snow, not a flurry. So hurry, don't you miss it. Not dissing you.
you, but wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Give up the dough, give up the dough, give up the dough on Christmas, yo. Give up the dough. Christmas means to me, no snowflakes dropping, can't go shopping, rhymes I'm a popping, to keep the hip hopping, why can't a Santa pour for the cause? I'm getting mine, you getting yours, that's how Christmas is supposed to be, a very Merry Christmas for everybody, fight poverty, give to the needy, don't be like the Grinch, cause the Grinch is greedy, deck the malls with bowls of holly, tis the season to be jolly, no presents for my tree yet, and I don't even know if any gifts I'm gonna get. A few here, a few there, the new year. Seasons, greetings are the reasons for the cheer. If Santa Claus is coming to town, hope is my chimney is coming down on Christmas. Because Christmas is on Christmas. Because Christmas is.
Merry and hurry, and if you need a leader, run, I'll be there for your blurry, blurry sight, and write a rhyme for the night. Christmas is the time for giving, not for the tight. So open your pocket, your heart unlock it. Dollars straight from Hollis, I give it like a clocket. Cold is the weather, minus the humidity. Don't mistake humbleness and kindness for timidity. Christmas, this must be the time of year. Let go of your ego, rather ego me go there. And here, my dear, so give a kid a beer. Cause every time you give, it's coming back, let's get it clear. I'll be scoping and hoping, brothers in the ear. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Give up the dough, give up the dough, give up the dough on Christmas, yo. Give up the dough.
Hablando en alta voz, hieres mi corazón. Y yo, tratando de escuchar, no me puedo explicar qué extraña sensación. Tú no me quieres entender.
Nelly Furtado here, 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind. Good morning. It's 9:17. It's freezing outside. It's snowy. It's a blizzard. It kind of stinks, but thank you for tuning in to Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Samantha. My name is Ryan McClelland. I am your DJ. We're going to keep it kind of Christmassy in our Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa show. We're having some technical difficulties here at the station. So we're trying to figure those out and figure out how to play even more better music. So our first hour might be peppered with, you know, some songs here and there that aren't Christmassy, but who cares? 609-771-2554. That's the request line. Give us a shout if you want to hear something. We got some Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah, Christmas music, Christmas time. 91.3 WTSR. Open line.
Pokemon Ekans is Snake backwards, and its evolved form, Arbok, is Cobra. 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind.
91.3 WTSR. Open your mind. What's up? Good morning, 925. It's Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Samantha. Our Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Spectacular. My name is Ryan McClellan. I am your DJ. I am joined by super producer Jeff Stewart.
What's going on, people?
And all of you tuning in for Best Rogers, we are sorry to say that because of the massive snowfall that is hitting us here in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, she's not coming in. However,
right,
we were rescheduling, so don't be like, oh, you guys promised you're never going to come in.
We still love you, Bess.
Love Bess. And I think she said the next two Saturdays are open for her.
All right.
Well, I don't know if she wants to come in the day after Christmas, but if
why wouldn't she?
If she's coming, then that would be awesome.
All right.
But you can keep it peeled to our Facebook page, which is at, you know, just type Electric Eclectic in your search box on Facebook. Look for the cute little logo of me and Samantha, and we'll put information there. We have our blog, which is, what is our blog?
WordPress.com/Electric Eclectic Radio. I think that's what it is. You can find it from our Facebook page.
Yeah, you can find it from our Facebook. Well, there's plenty of ways to find out when she's coming back. We'll be posting it often, and we're sad that she's not coming in, but it's understandable.
Yeah, I mean, because she's coming from, you know,
wherever. Jeff's Land Rover is in the shop, so I had to go pick him up, and it was hellacious just trying to go to Trenton this morning.
It's wild out there, man.
It's not nice.
People throwing, you know, snowballs at each other. You know, beating people with bats.
Making snow angels, burying a kid in the snowman. That was funny.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
All right. So I asked Jeff if among the music that we had, if he brought the Bruce Springsteen Christmas song.
No, and I do not have that on me because that song frightens me.
Why does it frighten
you? Have you ever listened to the Bruce Springsteen version of that song?
Of course.
He's warbling, and it's very creepy, and it sounds like he's the herald for some Cthulhu type monster thing. Better not cry.
That does sound a bit scary.
He's scary and drunk.
Scary and drunk. He does sound like a mean old dad drunk at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to get in the house.
Jimmy in. Tell your mother I still love her.
Maybe that's when he recorded it.
Wow, there you go.
It was on his phone. He was like, bleh, bleh. We didn't have phones back then. Man.
They had phones back then, but they had cell phones.
Yeah, they had like the Zach Morris cell phone back then.
The cancer phone.
They didn't have that.
What is it? The Al-Qaeda phone, you know, just like the satellite phone. Yeah. Right deep in the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for the Osama bin Laden version of that song. Well, he can record it with his phone now. You know, that'd be nice and Christmassy.
Yeah, you could put the T-Pain vocoder on it.
There's two infidels. Gonna kill you today.
Oh, that's too far. It's too far.
Sorry, Osama. Didn't mean to offend you. You know what I was thinking? Snow boots have been the fashion for like 2 years now.
I had no idea.
I was just down in North Carolina. My grandma passed.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And down there, they had no snow boots, though. It's just a fashion maybe up here in East Coast.
Because we actually have snow.
Well, but they wear them all the time. Like the little tweenies and even their moms. They walk around, you know, it's July. They're wearing snow boots. Question.
Okay.
Since snow boots are the fashion.
Right.
Do they not wear them in the snow because they don't want to ruin them?
My mind is blown. That's...
Isn't that weird? Because you don't want to ruin your snow boots.
But they're built for snow, so you can't ruin them if you wear them in the snow.
Right. But if you paid $250 for your Uggs.
If you paid $250 for Uggs, then you need to come see me. Because I need a check from you.
Okay. We should be receiving royalties or something from
just write me a check. You can spend $250 on shoes. You can write me a check.
I guess. They have baby Uggs.
Baby Uggs.
Baby Uggs. David Stacy, their daughter Kendall, she has baby Uggs.
Wow.
Except she's the cutest baby in the universe, so she's allowed. If anyone's allowed, Kendall can wear baby Uggs.
All right, well, yeah.
But anyone else? Really? Really?
Well, have you ever tried on a pair of Uggs?
I have not because I'm a man.
Wait. They make man Uggs, too.
Yeah, they do. Man Uggs. You can't see me, but I have the air quotations, man Uggs.
All right. Well,
all right, Jeff's about to admit that he actually wore them. Watch. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was in DSW and they had, like, man Uggs, and I was like, all right, let me try them on. Mm-hmm. Let's see what this is all about. It's like stepping in a cloud.
Yeah. You know what they do?
What do they do?
They actually just put a sticker over the woe and just put it in the men's section. So it just says man Uggs.
Wow.
And that's what they do for man Uggs.
Wow. Thank you for you know, attacking my sexuality.
You're welcome. Just leave your penis at the door and we'll...
Oh, it's already there. It's already there.
We'll get to your training bra and... what else do little girls like? Your Uggs and nice. Some lip balm.
Some lip balm. Maybe some Bratz dolls.
Right. Yeah. What's your favorite part of Christmas? Let us know. Look us up. 609-771-2554.
The booze. And the inevitable crying.
The eggnog.
Eggnog.
And the good Christmas music.
Define good.
How about Blues Traveler?
Okay, I'll give you that.
All right. All right.
Is he still fat?
No, John Popper's skinny. My man had like gastro bypass or whatever because he had some health problems. And he had a heart attack. And now my man's skinny.
Is he like skinny or is he just...
He's skinny. We should get John Popper down here. I think he's still in Princeton. He's definitely still in New Jersey.
Wait. I didn't even know he was from Jersey.
Oh, I got a good story to tell you.
All right, well.
But we're not going to tell
you. After
some music. Again, if you want to hear something, 609-771-2554. We're taking all requests. We're playing a lot of Christmas music today. But if you want to hear something.
Call in.
We want to hear from you. Blues Traveler. Christmas. 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
And I really have to ask. If this is feeling merry, how much longer must it last? I wish a one-horse open sleigh would come carry me away, but I've been waiting here all day, and one just hasn't come my way. Now, excuse me if I'm not being reverent, but I was hoping for a miracle to hold me, wash me, save me from a righteous doubt as I watch helpless. And everybody sings if it's Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, solstice, harvest, or December 25th. Peace on earth to everyone and abundance to everyone. You're with la la da 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 da. Time for Christmas, and as you raise your Yuletide flask, there's like this feeling that you carry, as if from every Christmas past. It's as if each year it grows, it's like you feel it in your toes, and on your carol goes, harvesting love among your woes. I wanna buy into the benevolent, and I was hoping for a miracle to hold. About as the longing in me makes me want to sing. Children, while nestled in their pillows, dream of St. Nicholas's ride, and how the next day they'll get up and they will play in the still falling Christmas snow, and together we'll celebrate forever in defiance of the winds that blow. My God in heaven, now I feel like I'm seven, and the spirit calls to me as well, as if Christmas had made the winter warmer, made a paradise from what was hell. As if a cold and frozen soul is warm to love by love's own hand, so goes the prayer if for a day peace.
sleigh would come carry me away, and I'll keep waiting through next May until Christmas comes my way.
Hey, Melissa, what are you up to?
Just the usual, looking at people's Facebooks who I never even talk to or even hang out with. Oh, Jen uploaded new photos of herself at a party. How uninteresting.
Well, you know WTSR's on Facebook. That might be something a little bit more interesting to stalk. You should join the group or add the fan page.
Awesome. That's gotta be looking at this album called Chillin' in the Haze. It is 54 photos? Who actually wants to look at these?
Well, you are.
Shut up.
Add our group or become a fan of 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind.
Hey, this is Tracy Bonham. You're listening to Eclectic Electric with Ryan and Samantha. 91.3 WTSR, Trenton.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Yeah! You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. Mr. Grinch, you're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotch with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nose. You're a crooked, dirty jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, entangled up knots. Mr. Grinch, you're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your brain is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stay, stay.
Tracy Bonham here, 91.3 WTSR, open your mind. Before that was Blues Traveler, song called Christmas, and you are listening to Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Jeff.
Awesome, I'm finally in the title.
Well, Samantha is another victim of today's blizzard.
Blizzard?
And she will not be in. She's French, right?
Yeah, sure, okay.
She's a French Iowian.
What was that? French well, Iowan?
What do you call people from Iowa?
I don't.
Headneck? I don't know.
Headneck. Wow. You're just coming up with all sorts of vocabulary today, aren't you?
I'm a dictionary's worst nightmare.
You're a wordsmith, that's what you are, sir.
I combine lots of words as it is. I just make up my own words. You know this.
Yeah. I'm personally trying to come up with new curse words and trying to get them on Urban Dictionary.
What? How about flark?
Flark?
Yeah.
All right, what's a flark?
It means a stank hoe.
Wow, a Lark. I don't know.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary is not good, though, because you read the stuff on there, and they have some whack stuff for definitions for some stuff.
Well, it's just like Wikipedia. You
just add your own things. Exactly. Because there's stuff like schmo is like Dave's mom. He was have that's on there, and I'm
well,
like,
maybe Dave's mom is a schmo.
I just want to find out. I want to like meet a Dave and befriend him just to go to his house and be like, "This is my mom," like schmo, and that's it. Friendship's over.
Over.
Why you call my mom a schmo? It's your mom, dude. What do you want from me?
I didn't make the rules. I just play by them.
It's on Urban Dictionary, so it must be valid.
Right, just like Wikipedia. That's how I get my education.
Word. Well, let me tell you something. I read a lot about rap on Wikipedia. It's interesting to find out, A, how much you don't know about an artist, right. B, how much is missing about an artist, and C, all the songs that people done together that you never knew. Like, there's like a posse cut from a B-side from 83 that was never released, but now it's on ISO Hunt, and, you know.
What's ISO Hunt?
What I heard and understand is ISO Hunt is a way that you could download music legally.
Legally?
Yes.
That sounds good. We need to support big business.
Yes. And it can't be illegal, right?
Right, no. I mean, it's ones and zeros. I mean, it's information.
Right. I mean, how could you ban ones and zeros?
Exactly. How are you going to charge the person for a number?
Right. It's my number.
Exactly.
Anyway, this is our Chrisma Hana Kwanzaa show.
I will never be able to say that.
It's the joint. You know, it started off with Chrismica. Like, that was like from the OC. And that became big. And they say Chrismica, that was like, wow.
OC?
It was a show back in like the 40s.
Okay.
I think it starred James Dean and that guy from Gilmore Girls.
All right, awesome.
And it was about some guy, and I think aliens came. I don't really know. But anyways,
right.
They had Chrismica, and then, you know, when Kwanzaa came about, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, when all the brothers were like, we need a holiday. We're on a white Christmas. White.
The thing about Kwanzaa, they don't give away presents. They give away food.
No. Well, I could do that.
All right.
I made a sign for Christmas because for our little soiree we're having tonight. Right. And I put there was a book in Futurama, and it says, what the hell is Kwanzaa? And it's just two black kids like this with their hands up. No, I love that. But Futurama in the future does have Kwanzaa Bot.
All examples of your holiday mascots should be robots. Easter Bunny, murder robot.
Well,
I like that.
Santa Claus on Futurama is a bad guy. He's not nice. If you're naughty, he comes looking for you.
Just like in the Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah, maybe Bruce Springsteen in the future is Santa Claus.
There you go.
I'm sorry if you've never watched Futurama and you're sitting here listening to the show going, what are you talking about?
But we don't care.
Because it's your own fault.
Get up on your pop culture.
Christmas is coming up. Go buy the DVDs.
Exactly.
And it's coming back soon on Comedy Central.
New episodes. Really nice.
So, you know, you should be, you know, getting with it.
Get hip, people. Open your mind. That's what the show's about.
That's what the show is about, Jeff.
Open your mind.
If you're listening and tuning in for Bess Rogers, we're sorry to say that Bess had to cancel as well. She didn't follow Samantha's example. Samantha followed hers. But it's the snow.
Right.
She had to cancel because of the snow. She didn't want to drive here in, like, the blizzard, which I don't blame her.
Nor-easter.
We're going to have her back. We'll have her back. We're going to get her down here is the right words.
Yes.
So hopefully that'll happen soon.
So
but you know what?
Stuck with us.
We'll play some Bess Rogers songs.
All right. There we go.
So this way, even though she's not here physically, she'll be here in spirit. So maybe we'll get a song on the song after next. But what are we listening to next? Next.
What are we listening to? The Aqua Teen?
Aqua Teen.
I picked up Have Yourself a Meaty Little Christmas. It is perhaps the best Christmas album ever. It's pretty much just Aqua Teen doing versions of holiday songs. And next is Carl's rendition of I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Right here, 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Hi, this is Bess Rogers, and you're listening to 91.3 WTSR.
I don't worry about my job. Let them throw me out on the street. Let them cut my pay. I won't grovel at their feet. I don't worry about my car. Let my registration expire. Breaking through the glass. Let the air out of my tires. But I can't.
WTSR, open your mind. Good morning, it's Electric Eclectic. My name is Ryan McClellan. I am your DJ. I am joined by super producer Jeff Stewart.
What's going on?
9:52. The weather is cold.
And white.
It's African-American snow, dude. We changed that.
We changed that?
We changed that. It's African-American right. snow.
African-American
and,
snow.
And as Aqua Teen Hunger Force said in their song, my new saying for this Christmas season is jerking at the corn.
All right. Well, you try to work that into a sentence in everyday life.
I am going to work that. We're having a pâté tonight. And I'm going to say that to everyone. Hi, Merry Christmas, Jerk.
All right, there you go.
That was Bess Rogers, song called I Don't Worry. And we're playing that for all the Bess fans who may have tuned in to hear Bess. She's not going to be here because of the snow.
Bess Rogers will return.
But, yeah, she'll be here. We're going to figure it out. But I think she's going to be coming down soon. We just have to figure that out.
Right.
But we're going to get some music in. Over the next couple hours of some of Bess's best songs that I like.
Bestest songs.
The best songs. The best songs.
She should actually trademark that bestest.
Bestest?
Yeah.
I like it. That should be the name of her new album.
Best, I just named your new album. Can I get a shout out on that?
The one thing wanted to ask her, and I'm going to ask her.
Right.
We had this conversation before, but I want to do hand claps in a song.
Okay.
Because when Samantha was here, she was talking about they have like professional hand clappers. But I could be a professional hand clapper.
I wonder how much they pull down.
I could do, you know, slow. I could do forceful. I could snap. I could whistle. You know, I am, other than singing, I'm good. And I used to be able to sing until I had my throat surgery.
Right.
And then I think because everything was closed up in there, I could really go up and down. But ever since it's all open.
Well, can't you just plug it back up? Like put some cotton up there or something like that?
I could try. But I don't think it's going to be the same effect. Ever since the surgery, I really can't sing no more. It's just a shame. But thanks to the T-Pain Auto-Tune, which I got off my iPod. There's an app for that.
There's an app for that.
Now I could sing again. Because as T-Pain shown the world, you don't need talent
to be able to sing and sell records.
That's right. Word. So, yep, the best is not going to be showing up today, and Samantha's not either because it's snowing profusely.
I don't know. I'm not too impressed by the snow.
You just went out in it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did go out in it.
And?
And it was, you know, it was annoying, but I didn't feel like I was in Alaska fighting vampires.
So, do you think Samantha's 30-minute journey would be simple-ish? Just annoying?
It would just be annoying.
Best was coming from Pennsylvania, so.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah. Last thing we want is Best again, the car accident.
Exactly.
Chris Cuffner shows up. He's like, where's Best? Oh. She's in a car 5 miles back, snowed in. Thought I'd come here to say, you guys suck. then he leaves. Thanks, Chris. Yeah. So
you have this whole entire story worked out, didn't you?
Yeah. There was a blizzard. Abominable Snowman showed up in a wampa.
Oh, a wampa?
You don't know what a wampa is?
This is a creature from Star Wars.
Oh, there you go. Terrorist fist bump right there.
Come on, man.
All right. Just got to make sure you're up under Star Wars.
Come on, I'm a Star Wars geek.
All right. It's about 9:56. We're going to play a song in the top of the hour. If you have a request, 609-771-2554. That's the request
Please
line.
Please call us. We're lonely.
We'll be right back right after this Johnny Mercer song. Winter Wonderland, 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
You're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR in Trenton, your home for music, news, and community information, a broadcast service of the College of New Jersey and the School of the Arts and Communication. Join us weekdays from midnight to 6 p.m. for alternative music, or evenings and weekends for a variety of specialty shows. Open your mind. We are interested in what you think. We are on the web at www.wtsr.org, and you can reach us at wtsr@tcnj.edu.
Hey man, it's your boy Do It All, Lords of the Underground.
Hey, this is Tracy Bonham.
It's your man Fife Diggy Tribe Called Quest.
This is Derek McKenzie from Jamiroquai.
This is Ingrid Michaelson.
Hi, it's Anya Marina.
This is Blue from the UK.
Hi kids, I'm Huey from the Fun Loving Criminals, and you listen to Electric Eclectic.
To Electric Eclectic.
I'm with my girl Sam. I'm with Ryan.
Big shout out to Ryan and Samantha.
From Folktronica to trip hop to old school hip hop, we have it all. So join Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Samantha every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. till noon, only right here.
91.3
WTSR.
Trenton, New Jersey, baby. That's how it's going down. Lords of the Underground.
There it is, baby Paul.
Christmas in the city, boy. Ain't nothing like that. Yo, remember last year? I think we was on tour last year. But I ain't trying to be on tour on Christmas this time. I'm trying to be in the city. That's what I want. Christmas in the city.
Christmas jams at the tunnel, shop through hustle or bustle. Snowing lights make Wonderland out this concrete jungle. There's miracles on 34th Street. On a train, get that lady with all them bags you see. Radio City for the Christmas show. We making angels in the snow, giving honey lots of kisses under mistletoe. Snowball fights in courtyards. See Spanish Harlem sing Feliz Navidad. New York state of mind at Christmas time in the city.
All the children showing their new clothes and toys and things that they got for Christmas this year. They're full of happiness and shit on Christmas in the city. I'm so glad I'm living to see another Christmas day. Gotta show the Lord I appreciate his blessings on this bed. It's Christmas in the city.
Christmas in the city.
Christmas in the city.
Open your mind to the sound of your favorite music on 91.3 FM WTSR.
Ninety-one-three WTSR. Open your mind. Good morning. 10:08. Freezing outside. You're listening to Electric Eclectic with Ryan and
Jeff.
What's up, Jeffrey?
Not much, sir. Just chilling out, listening to some music.
Christmas Hanukkah celebration.
Yeah, that thing.
Up in here.
Up in here.
Up in here.
Yeah.
Well, it's only us two. We're supposed to have five people down here today.
No, it's supposed to be a full house. We're gonna have a, it's gonna get, you know, sexy down here.
Yeah, we had a sexy time. We had chicks running around in Santa hats, like, and lingerie,
mud and oil.
Yeah,
yeah,
Jello.
Exactly.
Jello. Eggnog.
I was looking forward to the eggnog,
but it's just me and Jeff.
Yeah,
eggnog and Jello.
That's not very sexy.
That's not a good thought at all.
Actually,
that's why we left the camera in the car. Yeah, we're supposed to have Bess Rogers down. She had to cancel because of weather.
Right.
And Samantha also
snow.
Is home in the bed with the covers all up, listening to us.
Well, you know she's not listening to us.
And no?
No, she's listening to Tegan and Sarah having a cup of tea.
Oh. I love Tegan and Sarah.
Of course you would.
Of course I would?
Yes.
What are you talking about, Willis? Lauren does not like Tegan and Sarah.
No, I like them. I like them.
Lauren's like, I just don't get them. Even the good songs, like the really, really good songs. She's like, I don't get it. I don't like it.
They're Canadian. I mean, you need a certain.
She likes Estero.
She's not really Canadian, though.
Nelly Furtado?
I thought she was Portuguese.
Alanis Morissette?
Nah.
Tara Sloan? Joy Drop?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of Canadian talent.
William Shatner?
What?
Yeah.
Shatner's Canadian?
Shatner's Canadian, man.
Wow.
Captain Kirk.
Wow, you just blew my mind.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of Canadians out there. John Candy?
Well, yeah. Isn't Michael J. Fox Canadian?
Yes, Michael J. Fox. All the cast from SCTV, like Martin Short. Rick Moranis.
Yeah, he looks like he's Canadian.
What's up? What's going on, eh? So Bess is not on the show today. We're going to reschedule her. So she will be on soon.
Soon.
As soon as we get that figured out. And Smith will be back next week.
We'll have our people talk to her people, and they'll converse, and yeah.
Yes. Which by our people means me and Jeff.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have a request, 609-771-2554. That's our request line. Give us a buzz. Our next song, to me, is a classic.
Okay.
You ever seen Love Actually?
I have seen Love Actually.
It is a very classic Christmas film.
It is a chick flick, but I really do enjoy that.
It's one of the best guy chick flicks. And The Proposal are like high up there.
The Proposal, really?
Oh, it's awesome.
Really?
Sandra Bullock, first of all, has never looked better.
I don't know. It's hard for her to look bad.
Yeah, and then and Ryan Reynolds is just amazing in the film.
Really?
Plus, Betty White fills up Sandra Bullock, and right there alone for comedic value, that is just like priceless.
There is a website out there probably devoted to that scene.
So in Love Actually, Bill Nye plays Billy Mack, and the whole there's a bunch of vignettes going through, combining characters and storylines. And his storyline is he re-released one of his old classics as a Christmas song.
Right.
And he's really not happy about that, but it goes up and it shoots to number one.
So he gets rich again.
I have that song.
Really?
Christmas is all around.
Oh, we need to hear this
right here
now
for our listening audience. Billy Mack, Christmas is all around, right here, 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Christmas.
Hi, this is Derek McKenzie from Jamiroquai, and you're listening to Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Samantha on 91.3 WTSR Trenton. Keep it funky, keep it live.
Because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes. Bright as the stars we're under. Always at any wonder. I'm in the mood for love. Why stop to think of weather? Dream might fade. We put our hearts together. Now we're one. I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it.
Jules Holland with Jamiroquai here on 91.3 WTSR.
Yeah.
Open your mind. Good morning. It's Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Samantha, except Samantha's not here.
So where'd you find
Super producer Jeff Stewart is stepping into her place.
Are we on? Can you hear me?
I don't know.
You're on. All right.
I'm on.
This doesn't look like it's on. This doesn't feel like it's on. Let me turn up my headphones a little bit.
Hello. Turn my headphones up.
There we go.
There we go.
Sorry. I had a bit of technical difficulty today, which we had earlier. But thanks to Susan coming to pick it, she told me, yeah, they moved the iPod slot. They had the turntable slot and the old iPod slot. And it messed me all up.
You were crying, sobbing. I know.
Yeah, I was hurt. So that was Jules Holland with Jamiroquai. Not really a Christmas song, but it's very Christmassy.
Yeah, exactly. It's got a mellow beat.
And before that was Billy Mac from Love Actually. Awesome song, man.
Awesome song. Awesome movie.
Awesome movie.
It's like Tarantino directed a Christmas movie.
He did. Wasn't he didn't direct that. True Romance was kind of Christmas.
That's on my Christmas movie list.
Is it? Yeah. We should talk Christmas movies. Christmas Eve, Lauren and I usually sit down and we usually watch, we do watch every year, we watch The Ref with Dennis Leary and Kevin Spacey and Bad Santa, Billy Bob Thornton, Lauren Graham. Right. Cloris Leachman,
mm-hmm.
Bernie Mac, John Ritter, Tony Cox, and the guy from Office Space. Are you looking at me? No, I ain't looking at you. And then if we have time, we usually watch Elf, right. Will Ferrell, because the movie's just funny.
I've never seen Elf.
Oh, it's funny.
I've got to
say. I really don't like Will Ferrell.
I like, love Will Ferrell.
His movies really aren't good. SNL, he was great, and then he's so sporadic with his films. Like Land of the Lost.
That was interesting. It wasn't good, but it was a valid attempt.
I don't know. So those are the movies. And then this, we decided that Gremlins should really be part of that.
Right, right.
Because that is very Christmassy.
Right. My thing is, I don't watch Christmas movies. I watch movies that take place during Christmas.